Cuomo, in a speech to supporters, said he hopes to vindicate the trust New Yorkers have placed in him by electing him to another four-year term. Cuomo promised a continuation of the policies he's championed in his first 8 years in office, including more progressive issues like equality for women and strengthening unions. But he also says he'll continue his more fiscally conservative policies, like holding the line on taxes and state spending.
We also have the highest number of jobs in our state's history, lower taxes, and have businesses with record profits. We can raise all boats together, and we are in New York.
The governor focused much of his campaign on his opposition to President Donald Trump and Trump's policies, and he continued that in his victory speech, at times addressing the president directly, saying New York is not buying what Trump is selling.
Mr. President, you have underestimated the strength of America's better angels. Because what binds us together is stronger than what divides us. And because at the end of the day, love is stronger than hate.
Democrats swept the other statewide offices, with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul elected on a ticket with Cuomo, and New York City Public Advocate Tish James headed for a win for Attorney General against Republican Keith Woodford. Incumbent Comptroller Tom DiNapoli easily won another term against the Republicans' Jonathan Trichter. And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand cruised to re-election against her Republican opponent, Shell Farley. Cuomo's senior campaign advisor, Maggie Moran, says turnout was very strong, with numbers more closely resembling a presidential election than a midterm contest, and that benefited Democrats.
By 2 o'clock today, we had already seen 100% of the turnout of 2014. And by the way, that was across the board, African-American, Latino, suburban, women.
The decisive win by Cuomo and his targeting of Trump is once again fueling speculation that Cuomo might run for president in 2020. The governor, in a debate during the Democratic primary, though, said he expects to serve out a full four-year term. At Democratic headquarters in New York, I'm Karen DeWitt.